Welcome to Practicing What Jesus Preached, a Lenten podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan in New Canaan, Connecticut. The Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner offers a month of daily reflections, questions, practices, and prayers on Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. Take time to journey with Jesus this Lenten season by striving to put what Jesus preached into practice.
Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 11. Ask and it will be given to you. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds, and for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for bread, will give a stone? Or if the child asks for a fish, will give a snake? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Oftentimes, faith is hard. It really is. God can seem distant and silent. Jesus can appear to be an idolized character from the past. And the winds of the Holy Spirit can seem to have completely stilled. Our faith can feel anemic and our God unresponsive at times. Everyone, even the most thoroughly devout people, have seasons when faith falters and connection with the Lord seems to fail. Those seasons can last days or months or even years. The first thing to know is that not feeling the faith, it's a natural part of the journey as human beings with an internal but not always consistent draw to the divine. You know, one of the primary reasons God can seem far away from us and our faith less than fervent is, of course, the level of effort we put into the relationship. I mean, without question, God must and does bear much responsibility for our relationship, but we need to, obviously, be active participants in making the connection. You know, sometimes we put off faith until we feel we have time to commit to the effort. Other times we're just so busy, right? We don't make time for prayer or scripture study or fellowship or worship that are tied up and are true avenues for the Spirit to gain access to us. You know, we might even let anger, anxiety overtake us in ways that there just isn't much room anymore for the Lord in the midst of the angst that engulfs our soul. You know, in this portion of Jesus' sermon, he encourages us to keep up the effort to connect with God, and Jesus promises that those efforts will ultimately be rewarded. Ask, search, knock. Do the work of faith, pray, study, worship. He tells us that if we keep making the effort to connect, the Lord will respond. Just as a faithful parent can be counted on to provide for beloved children, Jesus says that the Lord will respond to our needs when we seek him out and ask. If we're persistent each day in our asking, our searching, our knocking, we will find the connection with God we long for, the relationship with the Lord we desire, the sense of the Spirit we crave, which has been, frankly, available to us all along. We may not get everything we want, but we will discover the relationship we need most. So in terms of a question for the day, parents don't always give children what they ask for, right? So can you think of reasons God would not give you exactly what you want when you ask for it? And then in terms of practice, I want you to pick something important in your life that you really need. Not a want, but a true need. Every morning and every night, I want you to ask that request in your prayers. Be blunt and direct with God. Ask, seek, knock. Keep that specific practice for the next week. Offer up the very same prayer every time you bow your head or bend your knee. Be sure to add words of gratitude, right, for what the Lord has already provided you, and then take note of how the Lord responds. Let's pray. Lord, first and foremost, thank you. Thank you for all that you've given to us. We want to thank you even and perhaps especially for the longing for you within us that prompts us to desire to seek you out. The hunger for faith, our desire to be in your presence is indeed a gift, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you. There are specific requests we want to make. There are things we feel we need for life to be full and whole and complete. And yet we realize, Lord God, what we want and what you know we might need can be different. So we ask that you would draw close to us, hear our cries, respond to our searching, answer when we knock. For if we were to list all that we desire in life, that which we crave most is intimacy and immediacy of relationship with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. Copies of Practicing What Jesus Preached are available from all local and online booksellers. God bless you this Lenten season, and have a wonderful day.